romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Domino.
The Cisco Kid.
Three meals a day, 7 days a week. That's how often bread is served in the average home. And that's why bread, the right bread, that is so very important. And once you become accustomed to this little tune...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, when you always remember that, you're getting the finest out of the bread you serve every meal, every day. You see, butternut bread, every loaf you buy, is always of the finest, softest, freshest quality. And we make this claim because we know that butternut is baked to the same uniform standard of highest quality every time. And say, the butternut wrapper shows you its quality before you buy. There's a full, true-to-life picture on every blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt. You can be sure of the most appetizing, most delicious bread when you buy butternut bread. So next time, every time, always buy butternut in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
And now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Night Riders of Red Rock. When Bud and Claire Moreland settled in the town of Red Rock, Arizona, it was quiet and peaceful, but within 2 years, it became one of the roughest, most lawless places on the frontier. Small ranchers lost their holdings, either through rustling or being burned out. It seemed like a well-organized plan, yet no one was able to point a finger and accuse any of the other townsfolk of the crimes. It remained for the famed Cisco Kid to solve the mystery. As our story opens, a masked rider thunders toward a grove of barely visible cottonwood trees in the moonlight.
This way! Ha! Hold! Hold there! Hold! Easy there! Hold now!
Good evening, boss. We're ready and waiting.
Very good, Tipton. Are all your men here?
Every last one of them. None of them want to get left out of the looting.
All right. Now, tonight you ride against the Running M Ranch.
What moorland spread? Well, that suits us fine, don't it, boys?
Start a grass fire near the north boundary of the place. When Moreland and his wife go to put out the blaze, you'll be able to get to his house without interference.
Well, the boys know what comes after, boys. We loot the place of anything we want, right?
Yes, sir.
Then we set a torch to the building and let them blaze.
Whatever you lay hands on belongs to you.
Fire up, boys.
Tipton! Press Tipton!
Yeah, boss.
I won't ride with you tonight. Meet me tomorrow, the usual place.
Right. Tomorrow, the same place.
Are you men ready?
Ready! Yeah.
Then let's ride and loot and burn them out.
Yeah!
Here it is almost the middle of the night. Instead of sleeping or riding along like a couple of local hootie owls. Why we do this, Cisco?
Oh, stop your grumbling, Pancho, and the ride will not seem as long or as hard to you.
All right. Yeah, Pancho, stop grumbling, and the ride not seem no shorter or no easier. Cisco, what we do?
I told you, Pancho, I saw the silhouette of those hombres along the rim of the hill. They're headed in the same direction we are.
That's no reason for us to get up in the middle of the night and break the camp and follow them.
Where there are night riders, there is trouble. They strike in the dark like a pack of cowardly coyotes because they are afraid to do so in the daylight.
Listen, Cisco. One time for all, Pancho tried to tell you. This town of Red Rock, a little town. We don't know nobody here. Nobody bother us. Well, we do like you say, ride around the town, mind our own business.
Is that so, Chico?
That's so.
And what do you suggest we do about that?
Well, what? Cisco, that grass fire. Hey, those night riders.
What did I tell you?
Yes, you're right. Well, why we wait?
Come on, Pancho, up your ha-ha!
Go!
Those skulking mavericks.
Hey, Hey, they're so busy with the fire, they not see us.
Unholster your guns and send them a message of hard lead.
Yes, it's good. Some of those coyotes mount up and ride away.
No, they are not leaving. Pull out, ho-ho!
Ho-ho-ho-ho-ho-ho! Those night riders setting the fire all along their fence lines.
See, it must be the boundary marker for that rancho. Madre mia.
Huh?
Unless the hombres living there are warned, they will be completely burned out.
Well, how can we warn them, Cisco? Those night riding coyotes gun us down if we try to ride past them.
There's a chance worth taking to save a life. There's still a break between the two fires set by those mavericks. I will try to ride through it on Diablo.
Now, why don't you go with you, Cisco?
No. Remain here and keep me covered. The wind changes, start a backfire and meet the blaze already going.
All right, Cisco, Pancho, do it. But you be careful. I do want to see you again, alive.
You can be sure I will do everything I can to make sure your wish is granted. Adios, Chico. Adios, adios. Ha!
Back to the Lagos, Chico!
Hey! Hey, where will I catch up to you, stranger?
Get up here.
Si, senor. Take your time now that the fire is out. It'll be daylight before long.
Oh, boy. Oh. I sure do appreciate your help in putting out that fire. Say, I don't even know your name.
I am known as the Cisco Kid, senor.
I'm Bud Moreland, Cisco. I can never repay you for what you've done. Every stick of wood in the running end would be burned to a crisp if you hadn't helped me.
Why did those night riding coyotes set fire to your rancho, senor Bud?
I can't figure it out, Cisco. And I'm not the only one in the dark. Half a dozen ranches around Red Rock have been leveled by fire. No one knows why.
Yeah, two hombres coming this way. They may mean trouble.
Well, they've come to the right place for it.
Keep riding straight ahead, you sidewinder.
Hold your fire, Cisco. That's Claire's voice. Claire, over here. This way.
This is the end of the ride. Pull up your horse, you skulking firebug.
Hold over, hold over, slow down.
Pancho, what happened to you?
He a friend of yours?
Si, senora.
Then get them fire-setting hands of yours up in the air. Bud, take his gun.
Now, hold on, Claire. Got your rope around the wrong calf. Who do you think saved our ranch and our lives? This hombre here, the Cisco Kid.
And that hombre there is mi compañero Pancho, Senora Moreland.
But he's got to be one of them sneaking night riders. I caught him setting fire to the grass.
See, that's right. I was planning to start a backfire like Cisco told Pancho to do. Why'd you not listen when Pancho tried to told you?
You mean you... Oh, I'm sorry, Pancho.
Yeah, that might make Pancho feel better. You ride up on Pancho, you take away Pancho's guns. How do you think you look for your grand caballero to be captured by a senora?
I do apologize, Pancho. I don't know what to say.
Calm now, Pancho. Your feelings are not that badly hurt.
After all, it was a natural mistake on Claire's part, Pancho.
But Pancho never before had the beautiful senora make the apology to Pancho. Pancho like it.
What has happened here tonight is not funny, amigo. We are going after those night-riding mavericks.
Yeah?
Deal me in, Cisco. Any way you play your cards, I'll back you.
None of you will do much dealing or backing until you've had some breakfast. And even then, you can bet your bottom dollar the cards will still be stacked against you. Get up!
Get up!
Up, Diablo. Come on!
Go!
And I figured I could get some advice here at the bank from you, Mr. Gordon.
Yes. Yes, of course, Mr. Tipton. Come right into my office, and we won't be disturbed there. This way. Well, Chris?
Well, Warren?
Last night, how did it go?
Bad. Very bad.
Well, you burned out the running M.
Nope.
What?
We started to, and...
Well, what stopped you?
A two-gun maniac on a whirlwind of a cayuse. He scattered the boys with a blaze of bullets, and then he rode through a break in the fire like he was a Brahma bull on stampede.
Only one hombre?
No, there was plenty of gunfire covering him. There must have been others. He'd never have the nerve to do it alone.
Well, I'm not giving up on the Moreland place. I need it too much.
But you control all those other ranches now, boy.
I know. And the mother load of that gold vein runs right onto the running M. I've got to have it.
You want me to go up by way of the back door, Warren?
No, it's not necessary, Chris. As far as anyone knows, you're here on legitimate business. Yes? Come in, please.
Oh, I didn't know you were busy, Warren. My friend and I'll come back later.
No, Bud. Mr. Tipton and I are finished with our business.
Senor Tipton and I never finished our business, did we, Senor Tipton?
You two know each other?
No. Not that I recollect.
Santa Fe, 2 years ago. Bunch of wagon train raiders were captured.
I ain't never been in Santa Fe.
I helped round them up.
I told you I ain't never been in Santa Fe.
I saw you, hombre.
You're a liar.
Hombres have died because of that
word. Why, you...
Go ahead, Quetty. Draw. Well?
Gentlemen, please.
No one calls me liar, Tipton. Draw. I will not wait.
No, I take it back.
Man, oh, man, I never saw the like of it. You certainly are a cool one, Cisco. The time for Crest Tipton to meet his match is long overdue. I was sure this office would be shot up.
Then Tipton is not a friend of yours, Senor Banker?
Certainly not. He was in here on business, just like you and Bud are.
I'm here to try to get the loan on the Running M extended. Them night riders came to see us.
You mean the Running M was set on fire?
Well, it would have been burned out if it hadn't been for the Cisco kid here.
My hunch is that Tipton was with those night riders. These kind do not change because they serve a jail sentence.
By thunder, you could be right, Cisco. Tipton and those saddled bums of his might be guilty of all those fires we've had here in Red Rock. And if that's true, Bud, Red Rock needs your friend, the Cisco kid, as marshal.
Gracias, Señor Gordon. I do not need to wear a badge. With your help, I can get Tipton.
You can count on me, Cisco.
Good. By working together, we can rid this town of those outlaws.
That's my plan exactly, Bud. To get rid of everyone who stands in my way of making Red Rock the kind of town I want it to be.
But, Señor Claire, Cisco and Señor Bud tell us to stay here at the rancho until they get back.
I know what they said. And I know what I'm going to do, Pancho.
What you do, huh?
Soon as I finish harnessing the team to the buckboard, I'm going into town. My woman's intuition tells me there's trouble.
Cisco and Señor Bud take care of themselves if there's trouble.
If I'm there, maybe there won't be any gunplay.
Horses and riders coming, lots of them. Madre mía, that woman's institution tells you right. Those hombres all masked.
Night riders.
But this is the daytime. Why they ride now?
Into the house, Pancho.
Pancho, with Cisco here.
Hurry, Pancho, hurry.
Lights and torches. Make ready for the rush.
In here. Quickly.
We make it.
Get those rifles. We'll give those yellow dogs a taste of hot lead.
Hey, Señora Claire.
Open fire. Pour it on to
them. Keep down, Señora.
Give me that rifle.
Senora! Senora Claire! She got hit by the bullet!
You men with the torches! Burn them out!
Pancho, you murdering coyotes, you! Try to burn down the house, huh? And Pancho, fight you till Pancho dead!
And in the face of the tremendous odds, how can the outcome result in anything other than Pancho's death? In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Now you can bring appetizing, satisfying goodness to any diet meal with deliciously different Roman meal bread. You see, this rich and unusual dark bread, baked only by butternut, gives you just 62 calories per slice. Yet it supplies that important touch of real eating enjoyment you need on any diet, with plenty of nutrition, too. Roman meal's flavor is completely different from any other bread. It's a dark bread, that's right. But it's a dark bread with typical white bread tenderness. The richness of rye, the goodness of whole wheat. It's smooth and lastingly fresh. Roman meal gives you that delightful combination of white, wheat, and rye flours, blended with honey and prune juice for extra zest. And whether you're on a diet or if you just plain like good food, try Roman meal. Just look for the bright and attractive wrapper with the Roman meal gladiator emblem. Roman meal bread, baked only by butternut. Fresh at your grocer's every day. Delicious for every meal.
And now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Night Riders of Red Rock. Bud and Claire Moreland are aided by Cisco and Pancho in a fight against Knight Riders. Unknown to them, Cress Tipton leads the desperados, who are bossed by banker Warren Gordon. A showdown between Cisco and Cress occurs. In retaliation, Cress and his men ride to burn out Bud's ranch. Pancho and Claire are trapped in the ranch house by a hail of gunfire, which is heard by Cisco and Bud as they return from Red Rock.
Cisco, those gunshots are coming from the direction of the ranch house.
Come on, send your Bud up here.
Get up, get up.
What is the quickest way home?
Up over the top of that knoll.
Yeah, Diablo.
Now we can see the house.
Santos. Un momento, senor Bud.
Hold
Diablo.
Hold it. They're making ready to set fire to the ranch. Hey, that runaway buckboard and team are mine. Pancho and Claire must be inside the house. Let's go.
Wait, senor Bud. It would be suicide. There are too many for us. But I can stop that maverick carrying the lighted torch.
Good, Cisco. You made him turn off his course.
Draw their fire up here, senor Bud.
Where are you going?
After the runaway team and the buckboard.
What for?
I am going to use the team to get me to the house.
How?
By lying flat on the wagon tongue, I can drive the horses and still not be a target for those renegades.
Well, that's risky business, Cisco. Don't do it. Chances are you won't come through alive.
Chances are the senor and Pancho may not come through alive if I do not. Open fire, senor Bud. Keep those puck rats busy. After the wiggle. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Head feels like the top of the barn fell on it.
Hey, that bullet just grazed the top of your head, Señora Claire. But this coyote's not trying to burn us out no more.
Are you sure, Pancho?
Sure, I sure.
I wonder what could have stopped... Pancho! There's Bud up on top of that knoll. He's drawing their gunfire.
But where's Cisco? Señora Claire, the team I run away is coming back to the house.
Hold up, fire! That team is buckboard. There's an hombre on the wagon, Tom. Get him.
Madre mia, that's Cisco.
He's going to drop to the ground when that team passes the house and then make a dash for the door. I'd better get it open.
And Pancho, cover Cisco when he makes the dash.
Ready?
Yeah, ready.
Hurry, Cisco. Hurry.
The andale. Andale. Into the house, Cisco.
Get him.
Pancho, get you back good as you said.
Gracias, amigo.
All right, that's enough. You, in the house, take your bullets for the next time. There'll be a next time when you're least expected. Come on, boys, get up.
Oh, you come just at the right time, Cisco. Those Knight Rally Mavis afraid of you, and they turn and run away.
They are not afraid of me, Pancho.
Then Bud has other men with him up on that knoll?
No, no, senora. Those pack rats who came to burn down the buildings may have thought so.
But they know they're not going to do that while Cisco here... Because Cisco's good shooting keep them and their torches away from the house.
Well, that might be the reason, Pancho.
How would those Knight Riders know whether you're a good shot or not, Cisco?
If my hunch is right, their leader has a good reason to know.
You know him, Cisco?
So do you, Pancho.
Me too, I know him too.
In town, Senor Bud and I met up with that coyote Cress Tipton from Santa Fe. You remember him?
Pancho, remember that dirty, skulking maverick?
I'm almost certain he was the one who called out, "There will be a next time." It will be the last time for him.
He also said it would be when we'd least expect it. Take care, Cisco, that it's not the last time for you.
Due to your stupid hot-headedness, we may lose everything, Chris.
Well, I told you me and the men were masked, Warren. Will you stop pacing back and forth? Cisco, Bud, and the others couldn't have recognized it.
I will know soon enough. Bud's due here any minute to find out whether or not I'll extend the loan on the running M.
Are you going to?
Of course. I'll even loan him more money.
And then foreclose on his place after we burn him out.
Which you won't do until I tell you. You savvy?
It'll be as you say, Warren.
Being on the inside of the plan Cisco and Bud are making is going to help us plenty.
I'm going to help the Cisco kid to a grave in Boot Hill.
When I tell you, and not before. Now, beat it. Go on out the back door.
When should I tell the boys to be ready to ride again?
Come back in an hour. I'll let you know. If it's at all possible, I'm going to make it for tonight. Once and for all, we'll clean house of the Morelands, Pancho, and the Cisco kid.
Well, I don't know, Warren. The terms of this loan are sure different than those of the first one you made me.
Well, after all, Bud, I'm running a bank. The money really belongs to the depositors. I have to safeguard their interests.
In what way are the terms of this loan different, Senor Bud?
The collateral. Look here, Cisco. This loan calls for me to lose the running M to the bank if I don't pay up when called.
A call loan?
Yes, that's right. Just for the sake of the depositors. Because of those blasted night riders. You know I wouldn't call that loan on you, Bud. I'll give you all the time you need to pay it back.
Provided them night riders don't hit me again, huh?
Well, in that case, I'd have no choice, Bud. But with Cisco around, there's no worry.
They are not captured yet, Senor Banker.
We ought to set up a plan to put them behind bars.
Got any ideas how to go about it?
Well, why not call a meeting of all the townsfolk tonight? Over at the schoolhouse.
Well, that sounds sensible enough. Will you preside over the meeting, Senor Gordon?
Of course, of course. I may be a little late. I've some work here at the bank.
There's not much more I can do except sign the loan, I reckon. Can't fix the damage without your money, and if those bushwhacking firebugs try to burn me out again, I won't be able to fix the damage with money. And you might as well have the ranch.
Good enough. I'll deposit this sum to your account. And stop worrying about the night riders. After tonight, they won't do any more riding.
If your business is over, Senor Bud, let us be on our way.
Oh, what about your hunch, Cisco? I mean...
Forget about it, Senor Bud. Come on.
No, wait a minute. What is your hunch, Cisco?
Oh, it was nothing, Senor Banker. Adios.
I'll be seeing you tonight, Warren. Let's use the back door, Cisco. Our horses are just across the street.
Go ahead, help yourself. See you both tonight.
What's the matter, Cisco? Why didn't you want me to tell Warren about Crest Tipton?
Because of what the banker said?
He said lots of things.
A meeting in town tonight will give the night riders a chance to finish what they started at your rancho.
You mean you think Warren and the night riders might be...
An hombre does not suggest a meeting and then decide he has to work late that very night.
Wait a minute. Let's go back and get him.
No, Senor Bud. I think he and the night riders plan to burn the running end tonight. Let him alone, and we will capture every one of those pakrats.
What do you got in mind?
Well, you attend the meeting. I will follow the banker. If I am right, he will try to attack your place.
If he does, I'll be there with every hombre who attends the meeting.
That is exactly what I had in mind. We will make certain the banker's statement comes true. After tonight, the night riders will ride no more. Up there, come on!
Even with this rifle loaded, I still would feel a lot safer, Pancho, if Bud and Cisco were here.
They'd be here just like they say, Senora Claire. Not you worry. Cisco keep his word.
Riders coming.
See what Pancho tells you? It's too dark for Pancho to see who they is.
Better get out of the lighted doorway just in case.
They've got to be sending your bird and the hombres from the town, or they'd be shooting at us by now.
Good work. Hang on to the gal, Pancho.
Chris Tipton, you, Coyote, you. Where'd you come from?
From around the side of the house, fat one.
Fat one, huh?
I had the rest of the boys ride up that way purposely just to draw you two outside. Hey, men, keep your eyes open for Cisco and Bud and them hombres from town. They'll be coming just like the boss said they would. Hey, Slim, you and the boys, get that rider coming this way.
Don't worry about him, Chris. It's the boss, mask and all.
I'm afraid we're lost, Pancho. Looks like Cisco wasn't able to do what he said.
Pancho wonder how the bank can get away from Cisco.
So you know about Warren, eh? Well, the knowledge ain't going to do you much good. Hey, boss. These two know who you are, and if they do, there ain't no doubt the rest of the town does, too.
But... Into the house with you, Crestipin. Good night, Pancho. Senora Clara, slam the door.
There, turn, Cisco. And Pancho thing is first, you that banker.
All right. Up on your feet, Tipton. I don't know how you got the boss's clothes, but I'm going to knock you out of them.
This is the way I got your boss the banker's clothes, Maverick. And he ended up, face down, on the floor.
Well, you not got the banker the same way, Cisco?
Hey, get to those windows. Keep those other night-riding skunks away from here with your guns.
Where's Bud and the men from town?
Not far. I turned Gordon over to them before I rode up to the house.
I just showed you, Maverick. Cisco, they're not shooting at us.
No, their bullets are going in the other direction.
Those night-riders not want to fight with the hombres of the town. And they give up.
Bud! Bud Moreland! Are you all right?
Hold it. Climb down off that horse, Gordon.
All right. You don't have to yank me.
The townspeople rounding up those bandidos.
We started after them as soon as we figured you were in the house, Cisco.
But how did you get Gordon's clothes, Cisco?
I have been following him since he left his office, Senora Claire. When he changed to this costume and put on the mask, I had all the evidence I needed.
And Cisco took Gordon's clothes so he could get past the night riders and into the house.
It looked to Pancho like it worked all right. Hey, senor bandido banker.
Let him do his talking at the trial. I am sure he, Tipton, and all the night riders will talk their way into jail. The rotten deeds they have done will speak for them. Si, Pancho.
Just like you say, all those night riders be in the jail the rest of their lives.
Si. And it's good to know that Senor Bud and Senora Claire will not lose their rancho.
And all the other hombres what burned out get their ranchos back, too.
It's very good news for them to learn that there is a rich vein of gold running under their land.
Yeah, more than pay them back for the damage the fires do.
Oh, si, that is right. And when their homes are fixed, they will live in there many, many years.
Uh-huh. Did you know Pancho's cousin Pedro? He lived in one house for many, many years.
Oh, he did?
Oh, see. For 20 years. Then he moved.
But after 20 years, what made cousin Pedro move?
Oh, the governor pardoned him.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Say, boys and girls, do you like to go to the grocery store with Mother? Does she even let you push the cart around sometimes or carry home the packages? Well, she'd most likely be more than pleased if you'd help her with the shopping, too. And you know you'll always pick up the right bread if you pick up the bread with the picture of the slices right on the wrapper. Yes, sir, just reach out for a loaf of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
And when you do, you'll be the apple of Mom's eye, and Dad's, too. Because man, woman, boy or girl, everybody goes for good butternut bread. That tantalizing aroma of fresh-baked bread, that tender freshness, that full-flavored richness, they're all qualities of the finest bread, butternut bread. And what's more, butternut helps provide you with the essentials you need to keep going strong all day long. So next time you go to the store with Mother, pick up the bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper, the wrapper with a picture of fresh white slices right on it. Good butternut bread.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.